Hey, I noticed you left halfway through the movie. I want to check if you're okay. Is everything all right? You're okay? Are you sure? You've been quiet lately. I mean, you're usually the one that makes the conversations way more interesting, and yet you've been weirdly quiet, so I thought I'd ask. Okay, can I sit beside you at least? Okay, great. Sorry, can you scooch over a little bit? Thank you. So, is something wrong? Oh, you just didn't feel like talking. That's understandable. There's days where we just want to, like, just exist. Yeah, talking can get exhausting, especially if your mind is doing all the talking for you. You don't have to speak at all if you don't want to, but if you ever do want to speak, I'll be here, keeping you company. Or if you want me to leave, that's totally okay too. I shall follow whatever you ask of me. Of course, I am your obedient servant. You want me to stay? Okay. I shall stay and keep you company for as long as you want. Well, I guess I'll just talk. And then if you either want to speak, or if you get sick of me talking, just let me know. Okay? Okay. I guess we'll go. Well, New Year's was pretty recent. I didn't really do anything. It was mainly me just stuck in my room. And then I was just watching YouTube videos. And you know how, like, YouTube has a recommended area, and then it's just like random videos that get recommended to you, and you're like, where did this come from? Why would this come out? Type of thing. Yeah, I was just watching a bunch of those. There was one where it was like, I think it was like a UPS driver that ended up like slipping on some ice. And it was really funny, but oh, you want to talk? Okay. Oh, you're feeling like an outsider and you're feeling lonely? What do I think about it? Should I be answering that question? You just want my opinion on it? How about we do this? If you tell me what's really going on in that busy head of yours, I'll tell you what I think. Is that a deal? Great. So come on, rant to me. Hit me. Oh. I'm so sorry you're feeling that way. I know I shouldn't be apologizing for something that I haven't done, but it's not fair for such a nice and kind person to ever feel this way. Why is it always the nicest people who get hurt the most? The world is so unfair. Yeah. Sometimes you're there in the moment with all the people around you, but you don't feel like you belong, even when you're surrounded by the very people that you're absolutely close to. I understand what you mean. I felt that at times too. But I do want you to know something, so please listen to me. I'm here for you. We are here for you. Always. I know I've been saying that to you since the moment we met, but it's really important that you don't forget it. You are very important to me, and I hate seeing you upset like this. I know you're saying that everyone may not want you, or you feel like no one likes you in the group, but I promise you, we all appreciate you for who you are. You can be as annoying, clingy, or needy as you want. If you want attention, we'll gladly give it to you, so don't be so hard on yourself. We respect your decisions no matter what they are. Even if you decide to leave for the sake of yourself, we will still welcome you with open arms every single time. The way you're feeling is totally valid, but that doesn't mean that you have to carry all the burdens with you all the time. We'll look out for you, and we'll always be here to support you. So whatever you decide to do, we'll always be behind you, supporting you. We'd rather have you be real to yourself and express your sadness, rather than plastering some fake smile and spreading happiness when you don't feel the same. So, by all means, be sad. But don't you ever blame yourself for bringing down the mood once you do feel sad. The things you've complained to me about yourself earlier make up who you are. Those are the very things that made people like you in the first place. Your flaws, the very things you find annoying about yourself, the things you think people don't like about you. Every single one of those imperfections make you perfect. You are perfectly perfect to me. So please, don't you dare change who you are just because you think you're not enough or because you think people would like you more if you change. You're perfect just the way you are. It is true. I will not let you deny it. I'm proud of you, just as you are now. In fact, I like you more when you're being yourself. Sure, you've made some mistakes in the past, but who hasn't? Those mistakes you've made, you learned from them, haven't you? Then that's what your focus should be on. You've grown as a person, and you've improved as a person. Maybe you're not the best person you can be just yet, and that's totally okay. You're still valid, and you are still worth it. You are still enough. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Do you want to snuggle? Are you sure? My arms are really looking lonely without you in it. Well, don't be shy. Come over here. You have such a big heart. You care a lot for people. Even those that don't deserve your care. You don't fail to check up on us every day, and your daily reminder to stay hydrated, for goodness sake. I'm sorry you don't feel like you belong with us, even when you absolutely do. No, that is not true. You do belong with us. We share so many moments and memories with each other. Our inside jokes are even on a different level altogether, and you're responsible for most of them. If you didn't belong with us, you wouldn't be able to understand what the hell is going on, would you? Plus, we have that Renaissance fair we're planning on going next year. You wouldn't know that if you didn't belong with us, would you? I love you. Do you hear me? I love you so much. I know it sounds so overrated and overused nowadays, but there's no other phrase that will ever explain what I feel for you. I wake up every morning, and you know what's the first thing that comes to mind? I think of how lucky I am to be living at the same time as you. You know how people would always praise the people they look up to and say how lucky they are to be living in the same time? Well, that's me. With you. You have such an impact in my life. You bring this bright and beautiful atmosphere with everywhere you go, and it's so comforting to have. Hearing you laugh, seeing you happy, and having fun. I swear, you just walk into a room and everything lights up. Oh, and did I mention that you have such a nice smile? Yes, you do. No, I am not lying, so you better believe it. And if you don't believe me now, I will remind you every single day until you believe it yourself. So come on, entice me with that smile of yours. Hey, I asked for a smile, not that look. Come on, smile. There we go. See? That wasn't so bad, was it? My life is better now that you're in it. I'm happy that you're in it. I know we always joke around and say that feelings and emotions are gross and disgusting, but truly, I'm so happy I met you. I'm so grateful that I met you. You made my life so much more interesting and worth living for. Oh, please. I am not lying. Stop accusing me of being a liar. You, out of all people, should know that I am terrible at lying. Everything I said about you, I mean it, with all my heart. I love you for who you are, from your typos to your horny on main behavior. Yes. Yes, you do. You know you do. You definitely add flavor to our little group. We all have our own rules, and we make it the way it is now. If one is not there, it doesn't feel the same. If you're not there, it doesn't feel the same. You're a part of us, whether you like it or not, and you belong with us. We have each other's backs all the time, ready to fight with anyone who hurts any of us. We protect each other, care for each other. We are always there for each other. It's our protective circle, our little family. And speaking of our little family, we should probably go back to them. They'll be wondering where we went, and I bet they're going to be very worried. Plus, you get to choose what movie we'll watch next anyway. What movie are you planning to choose? Oh wait, don't tell me. Is it Coraline? I knew it! Of course, you never really stop talking about it. Come on then, let's go back to them. And don't forget, I love you.